Oh, Naaman, Naaman, Naaman. It's interesting how many different people encouraged him to follow God, our God. Remember, he had a different God. The little girl, that really perked my conscience today. Little girl, not sure what religion she's in at that time. But she did believe that there was a prophet. The prophet himself said that we do have a prophet in the area. And then this prophet said that all he had to do was wash himself 7 times in the Jordan River. Well, Naaman was not thrilled about that, which... What? Naaman, why do you care about your rivers? I mean, he's judging his rivers versus the Hebrew river, the Jordan. And there again, somebody else reminded him, you know, to have the activity that he could receive, that if you believe, it's going to happen. I mean, according to everybody else in this story, except you who are sick and you're not following the God of Israel. Now he's purified. Praise God. Even though, and it shows the mercy of God for everyone. Not just, even at this point, that was an interesting thought of how it's the Old Testament. This is the book of Kings. This is a place that it is the people of God that he has chosen. And even this person that was not in the love of God showed that love. On his arrival, he stood before him and said, "Now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel." I think the challenge for us is the experiences we have, like Naaman, that we want, how we want God to heal us, or what we want at that moment in our life, in challenging places in our lives. I'm not to preach that to judge any of you. That's what I've always said, the soul of our church. In our parish. But I always remember that no matter what happens to us, especially in a situation like this, around the world, trust God. No matter what he's calling us to do.